there. Let's keep ourselves in one piece.
If we think that the reason we have to go is that all the people online can watch it, that
yes, this is mamash for Afatsa, for other people.
They don't hear anything.
Okay, a little bit of mamash, a little bit of Sirut Nefesh. It's not a lot. So, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to continue in Nikutei Moharan, Torah Kaf Chet, Kaf Zayin. Torah Kaf Zayin. In part Zayin, in the third line, and it's written over there. Part Zayin. So Rabbeinu is saying, Ken HaShalom, also the peace, Shu Refuah Lechol HaDvarim, that it's healing for all things, it's a cure for all things. Bivchinat, in aspect of what it's written, Shalom LaRachok VeLaKarov, Amar Hashem Rufa'ativ, that Hashem is saying, hello, Shalom, to everyone, to the far people, to the closest people, and healing everyone, VeLifamim, and sometimes, HaChulsha Goveret Kol Kach, the weakness, is growing so much that the person, he doesn't have no power at all. Ad she'en yecholet b'yad ha'chole, until that the sick person doesn't have no ability lisbol, to suffer, to accept merirut ha'refuot, the bitterness of the medicines. Ve'az ha'rofim moshchin yedehem min ha'chole, and then the doctors are saying, I give up. I cannot help him anymore, like you could help him before. ומייאשים אותו, and pushing that person to despair. כך שהאבונות, this is exactly the same, when the sins, שהם חולי הנפש, that this is the sickness of the soul, of the spirit of the person, גוברים מאוד, are become very strong, as en yachol lisbol merirut harefuot, so the person cannot bear the suffering of the cures, means the rebuke. He cannot be rebuked. He's so sick that he cannot accept nothing. He's right. And no one gonna tell him nothing, and no one gonna teach him nothing, and everyone are wrong, and he's healthy, and he's the sickest of them all. This is the worst condition, when you cannot accept the rebuke that are coming out of love, amazing love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to you. It is rebuking you because he cares about you. He cares about you, this is why he's rebuking you. Because he doesn't want you to stay in that condition that you are in. That you fell to that condition because of your sickness, spiritual sickness, disease. Be'az, and then, En shalom amar Hashem l'reshaim. Then Hashem cannot say shalom to the reshaim that are not accepting nothing. Ve'zeh she'shibeh chizkiah et ha'kadosh baruch hu. And this is the praise that Chizkiah Melech said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was praising Hashem, and he said, "Sheishlich kol chatotav achar ktefo," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ignoring from all of the sins of Chizkiah behind his shoulder, behind his back, "Kedei shelo yitzterech lealbish et ha'shalom bimrirut arbe," that the peace will not have to dress himself in strong bitterness. Means that the bitterness that we have in our life, this is the tool that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using to heal us with, to bring peace into our bones. If you see that you have a lot of bitterness, it means that you have a lot of healing, a lot of refuah, a lot of salvations. If you have small amounts of bitterness, it means that small amount of peace you can accept. You don't have the ability to learn the midah of peace. Rabbeinu is saying that the righteous men, the tzaddikim, they're holding the top, the peaks, the heights. But there is something that is higher than the tzaddikim. What is higher than the tzaddikim? The peace that between the tzaddikim. The love that between the tzaddikim is higher than the tzaddikim. So this is why in this yeshiva we're working on that always, to accept everyone. And not to contradict no one. and to accept from everyone, and we love everyone, because this yeshiva, it's yeshiva of peace, of Rav Shalom. And we're in this yeshiva looking for the peace between the tzaddikim. And by that we're achieving from, we can enjoy from everyone. If you can enjoy only from a certain tzaddik, so there are other parts of the Torah you cannot enjoy for them. There is neshamot of Israel. All of the neshamot have, every neshama have a root in the Torah. If you contradict a certain neshama, the smallest Jew of them all, so you cannot accept the light of the part of the Torah that he is bringing to this world. And your Sefer Torah is going to be disqualified. A Sefer Torah with one lacking in one letter is disqualified. This is it. You don't have a Sefer Torah. So if you contradict a Hasidut, a huge group you lack of one parasha, of one Sefer in the Chumash, what are you going to do with it? It's not a Sefer Torah at all. So, and this is what it's written. Hine leshalom mar limar. What are we not going to help me now? So thank you very much. Hine leshalom mar limar. So when the bitterness, when the peace is coming, so bitterness is coming twice. Hine leshalom, here when the peace is going to come, mar limar. The bitterness is coming to me and it's bitter. So double amount of bitterness on the amount of peace. Haynu ze yadua. So like that we said before, ki leshalom tzarich merirut. To achieve peace, you have to be able to suffer, to accept bitterness in your life. Ve'ata chashakta nafshi meredet shachat. It's written over there in, where is it? In Ishaya. It's written, ve'ata chashakta nafshi, and you desired my soul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you wanted me, I'm important to you, meredet shachat, that I'm not going to fall to the darkness, to the depths, to the destruction. Sham katuv mishachat, bli. Uperesh Rashi, and Rashi explained, mibli redet shachat, that I will not fall to the dark places, ki yadata, because you knew, she'en bikoach, that I don't have the power, lisbol merirut, to suffer the bitterness, to accept the bitterness that I deserve, lefi chatati, according to my sins. This is the praise that we're thanking Hashem Yitbarach, that the bitterness that we have in our life is not according to our avonot. It's a smaller amount, a lot smaller amount than our avonot, for sure. וישלחתה אחר גבך, and you throwed it all behind your back, כל חטאי, all of my sins. If a sin is dragging another sin after it, is bringing another sin, so actually we're not belong here. This is it. And if you see that mitzvah is bringing another mitzvah, so we just have to thank Hashem that for sure He's throwing away all of our avonot and He's looking only on our mitzvot. Why He's doing it? Kedei sheitlabesh ha-shalom bimrirut kvi yecholti. That the peace gonna dress in Himself in a certain bitterness that is according to my ability and not to the truth and to the needs that really were supposed to come. Chas v'shalom. And this is what it's written, Avraham zaken, Avraham is old, al yedei zaken hanal, al yedei ze, by the fact that he becomes to be old, al yedei ze, Hashem berach et Avraham bakol, that Hashem was blessing Avraham in everything. What that everything? Ze shalom, it's the peace. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, עושה שלום ובורא את הכל. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making peace and creating everything. So everything, it's the peace. ושלום בגופו, So a person in the beginning have to have peace in his body, peace in his bones, between himself to himself, inside of himself, means that you need to be your friend. You need to be your supporter.
You need to like yourself.
You need to like yourself, to love yourself, to help yourself. And it depends, and it's coming, ב-4 מרות, in 4 kinds of bitterness. שלא תתגבר אחת על חברתה. So there is 4 kinds of peace. שלום בגופו, שלום בממונו. There is 4 kinds of peace, and 4 kinds of bitterness. ב-4 מרות, שלא תתגבר אחת על חברתה. That the bitterness will not gonna means join her friend and conquer the person, actually. That the person will not gonna break because of not being able to stand in the suffering that he's supposed to have. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh said that he accepted on himself suffering for all of Am Yisrael, and he was suffering so much that he said that if he would put a strong, thick wood between his teeth, he can break it because of his suffering. And he said that he can stop those suffering every moment that he wants. If he's just going to ask from Kadosh Baruch Hu to push away the suffering, he will not going to suffer anymore. Just that he's accepting it on himself. For what? For us. And he left for us the amount of bitterness that we can accept. And all of the rest, he took it on himself. This is Holy Rabbeinu. Shalom b'mamono, peace in the money, means that a person can have peace with the money that he's got, means that he's not fighting all of the time on his parnasah, that he's relaxed. This is what that I have, I'm going to use it. If you don't have, you're going and asking for Hashem Yitzvarach for more money. Shelo yiye baze, that one not going to come, ve'achal et ze, and going to eat the other. That the money will not be a reason for Am Yisrael to swallow each other. כמו שאמרה בת נקדימון בן גוריון, like that the daughter of נקדימון בן גוריון said in the Gemara in כתובות, שלום בתורתו בלא קושיות. The peace in the Torah, maybe this is what that she said. שלא יהיה בזה ואכל את זה. This is what the daughter of נקדימון בן גוריון said, that people will not going to fight on money. And then Rabbeinu is bringing the third one, Shalom betorato, peace in his Torah. The peace of the person in his Torah means Belo kushiyot, with no hard questions. When the person, there is a certain kind way of limud, of people that are sitting, students all together, and they're like, how you say, predators? Mm-hmm. They're sitting and waiting to see a see a crack in the vote of the Rebbe, of the one that is giving the drasha, and to break it. And this is the reason that they're sitting and learning Torah. To break his shita. They're coming daily to the yeshiva to ruin someone else's life. This is the reason. It's a shita. There is mamash groups of students, yeshivas, that are working. Everything is established on that shita. To look for a crack in the other shita. To look for lackings in the other one's limud Torah. It's totally lo lishma. It's the opposite way of limud Torah. Limud Torah, it's mamash to support your friend and to help your friend, that you're going to succeed even more than you. This is supposed to be your will, that you're going to be there. You're going to be a chavruta, a friendship. Chavruta means friendship. That you're coming to support him, to help him. Not allowed to rebuke. I don't remember who was that tzaddik. I said that once. That there was a rebbe that he was giving a shiur. He had a student that was always trying to break his... Maybe it was the rebbe Milublin. Maybe it was, I don't remember. So he had a student that always looking for a crack in the limud. And one time in the middle of a shiur, he said something, and that student, while the shiur, he said, it's a malbim. He said out loud that the Rebbe is using a malbim, and it's a malbim, so it's obvious. So the Rebbe looked at him and told him, it's not a malbim, it's a malbin. You're insulting me. It's a malbin pnei chavero barabim. It's not a malbim, it's a malbin. You're insulting me in front of the public now by saying that it's a malbim. It's obvious for you, it's a pshat, it's a malbim. Learned it. Why you need to show? Why you need to share that you learned it, that you are holding the malbim, that you know all shas? Why? You came to learn or you came to teach? If you came to teach, it's something else. If you came to learn, open your ears, don't open your mouth. Come to listen. Open your heart to accept, to learn. Kol yamai yashavti ben hachachamim ולא מצאתי לגוף טוב אלא שתיקה. All of my life I sat between the chachamim, the wise people, and I couldn't find nothing good for the body except of being silent. This is the only good thing that you can do with yourself. So, ושלום בגופו. This is Shalom Betorato. Ve'az, and then, Vayavo Yaakov Shalem Ir Shechem. And then Yaakov came complete to the city of Shechem, like we learned. If you remember that we learned it before, that when Yaakov came to Shechem, in the beginning of the Torah, we saw that Rabbeinu brought that in part Bet, that Vayavo Yaakov Shalem Ir Shechem, that the reason that Yaakov came to Shechem means that he came with Midat HaShalom, with the Midah of Peace, to gather all of the people that were there to serve Hashem Yitbarach together. To latot Shechem, to bend, to tilt,
to give a shoulder,
all of them, together. So this is the reason of the Limud HaTorah. When you're coming together, that we all gonna serve Hashem Yitbarach together to learn Torah Kedoshah. Veze perush, and this is the explanation of that question that the wise guys of Athens asked of Yeshua ben Levi, and they asked him, Retzitza, a chick that died inside of the egg, where his soul's go out, because the egg is closed. This is what they asked him. So he answered to them from the place that the soul entered. The same place, don't worry. It entered somehow. It's going away in the same way. So, Retzitza, this is that chick. Bechinat kane ratzutz. It's an aspect of a broken reed. We're learning, Baruch Hashem. Shehem ha'akum, that this is the nations. Shehem rechokim mibchinat zaken, that they are very far, far away from the aspect of an old person. What it means, an old person? Ze kana chokhmah. It's the one that bought the wisdom. So kana chokhmah, this is the different. They are kane ratzutz, and we have that aspect of kana chokhmah. Kane and kana, this is that option. Going on. כמו שכתוב, קנה חוכמה. מהדרת פנים. They're very far from honoring people, from smiling to people, from accepting the face of the wise people of חכמים. והם דבקים בקנה רצוץ. And they are attached to that broken reed. What it means? That they are always counting on things that you cannot count on. They're counting on their money, they're counting on their wisdom, they're counting on their power, on their violence, they're counting on their borders, they're counting on their army, They're counting on doctors, on shtuyot, on lawyers, on nothing that you really can count. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, ge'ar chayat kane, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, I will say, ge'ar,
angry,
to attack, boar. Ge'ar chayat kane, the animal of that reed, means they're holding those midot that are not fit to human beings. Demayet bevi'ute, that he died in the egg. Haynu lehamit ulevatel ba'utam utzlotam. So actually, the thing that we should do is, and we should listen to those words carefully, and not to take it to other places. We need to understand what Rabbeinu actually, all of the Torah Kedosha, even when she is rebuking, even when she is insulting and saying bad things on you, on me, on Lehavdil, the nations, the Torah, she is coming only from side of Rachmanut. Only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to help the nations to fix themselves, so he is showing it to them how much they are far from the truth. So it's not because he wants to punish them. He wants to help them to wake up. Because for generations, they're walking after nonsense, after shtuyot. And they're not attached to the truth at all. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu have huge rachmanut on them. This is why he's rebuking them and telling them what they need to do to fix themselves also. So, what should we help them to do? Haynu lehamit ulevatel ba'utam utzlotam. To kill and to cancel their prayers, their tefillot. What it means that they're not gonna daven to foreign idols, that their prayers gonna be real, and they're not gonna daven and ask from shtuyot, from things that cannot help you. Idols that made out of wood, made out of stones, cannot help you, cannot save you. Only the truth, only Borei Olam, the Creator, can save you. So we need to help them to kill their false prayers, that they're going to wake up to daven to a live God, to a real God. God that's alive. Chai Almin. Milevakesh od me'elokim acherim, that they will not going to ask from foreign idols, gods. Ela likro kulam b'shem Hashem. Just that everyone gonna call Hashem in His name. What it means, His name? Elokei Israel. The God of Am Israel. Also the nations, everyone. You cannot believe in one God, in the cosmos, in I don't know what. In shtuyot. It's not exist. There is the Creator, the chosen, the nation that calls Am Israel, and He chosen them from all of the nations, and He is revealing His kingdom on that nation. And there is no king without a nation. A king cannot be a king without a nation. And the nations have to accept it, that He chosen us. And it's not because that we are better than them. It's written, Lo merubchem bachar Hashem bachem. Not because you're bigger, not because that you're stronger, not because that you're wiser. Just Hashem, He's got a certain rachmanut. He saw something, Eshkone daka. Adraba, because we're the worst. Because that we're the most humble. Because we're aware to our lackings. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is choosing us. It's not because that of our qualities. Our humility, this is our quality. But a humble person, he doesn't have to be perfect. He's not perfect at all. Adraba, he's aware to his lackings. This is his perfection. Moshe Rabbeinu, he wasn't perfect. He had a lot of lackings. But he was aware to them, and he was davening on it. The Torah Kedosha is not hiding the sins, the mistakes, the avonot of our fathers. Adrabah, she is revealing, she is rebuking. Torah is rebuking David HaMelech, Torah is rebuking Abraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, all of the righteous men. The Torah is rebuking them. And judging them, midah keneged midah. You, 14 years you weren't honoring your father, so 14 years you're going to live with Laban. The Torah is saying to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, that he was shalem, that he was perfect. Perfect with lackings. Perfect means that you're accepting your lackings. Like that it's written on Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Shafel Vesavlam, and the Mitzudot David is explaining that he was accepting his shiflut, the fact that he's low, he was accepting it. This was his greatness, that he could accept his lackings and to stay happy. Like we said yesterday, the test is if you're happy or sad. Means if you're humble or arrogant. If you're arrogant, you're going to fall to sadness because of your lackings, because you assume that you should be perfect. But if you're humble, so the fact that you have lacking is not shaking you at all. Adrabah, you know exactly where you came from. You're made out of earth. Of course you're going to have physical lackings, physical borders, abilities. And from everything good that you have, spiritual gain that you have, you're thanking Hashem Yitbarach because you understand that you're not worthy. So you're thanking and praising Hashem, and you're happy in your shell. Hecha nafek rucha, so where the spirit is going away from. Hainu, zot abchina iefshar, you cannot achieve that aspect. El al yedei tikun brit, just by being holy. Means that aspect of helping the nations or the far people to get closer into the Kedusha, you cannot do that without being holy. If you're not holy, how you can bring someone to the Kedusha? You have to be Kadosh to be able to bring someone to your place. You're not pushing them. Adrabah, maybe it's a chizuk for us that we need to push them toward to the Kedusha, means that our job, that we still know that we're not holy enough, so our job is not to bring them closer to us. Our job is to bring them closer to the Kedusha, means to the Tzaddik, to Uman, to Rabbeinu, to Arav, to the Yeshiva, to the Torah Kedusha, to believe in one God, in our God. This is what it means to the Kedusha. If you're not holding in the Kedusha, you cannot bring him to be your student. You're not worthy to be called a Rav. So how are you going to be a Rav? How are you going to teach? So you need to bring him to the Rav. You need to bring him into the Kedusha. And that Kedusha, Shehu Bechinat, it's an aspect of Velo kama od ruach be'ish. A person that is not holy, he doesn't have a spirit inside of him. And a person that he is holy, he's got a spirit in him. His soul is illuminating. Ve'ech mapik u'motzi nitzotzei ha'kedusha. So how a person going to bring out and going to reveal the sparks of kedusha shenaflu al yedei pgam habrit, that fell because of pgam habrit? And every one of us have a lot to fix, because it's not only by pgam habrit hotzat zera lebatala. Also, by bad thoughts, the sparks are falling. So, how can a first person fix it? Ve'amar lahem, so he answered to them, Behaynu de'al, b'ze shenichnas bo ruach. In the fact, in the situation, that the bad spirit entered to him. Means, by doing tshuva, like the Rabbeinu explained it in a short way before, on the thing that you see that you have a lacking, on that you need to do tshuva. If you see that you have lust for women, this is the first thing that you need to do tshuva on. If you see that you have a problem of anger, on that you need to do tshuva. By that you're going to bring up, save the sparks that fell into that bad midah. By doing tshuva, by praying on that bad midah that you're holding. Haynu beze shenichnas bo ruach shtut, by that fact that those the nonsense, the bad thoughts entered to that person. Haynu hirhurei znut, means bad thoughts of how you say hirhurei znut?
Immorality.
Bad thoughts of immorality.
Immoral thoughts.
Vehu meshaber ta'avato, and you're breaking your desire. What it means breaking your desire? Not wandering after those thoughts. it came, great. Just reject it. Push it away. This is your job. To break it. To think about something else. Rabbeinu is telling us that a person cannot have two thoughts in one time. Only one thought. So the only way of breaking a bad thought is by thinking about something else. And if you have thoughts of sadness, of depression, of lust and desires and I don't know what, you need to just concentrate in something good, in something holy. In Torah, in verses, in tefillah, please Borei Olam, help me, heal me, support me. This is it. The best advice is tefillah. Because also from Torah, you can easily fall away. But from tefillah, for sure you're going to daven from your heart. On what you're going to daven? On that problem. On that something that is bothering you now the most. So for sure your tefillah is going to be from your heart. So it's going to be useful also. It's going to help you also. בזהו מפיק ומוציא ניצוצי הקדושה של פגם הברית. By that you're taking out all of the sparks of קדושה, of פגם הברית that fell. Even if you sinned physically, you sinned. You made horrible things, you sinned. And now you're not fixing. You're just stopping yourself from thinking about it when it's coming. By that you are fixing. By that you should believe. We should believe in the words of the Torah Kedosha. By fighting with the bad thoughts that we have in our minds, in our hearts, we're fixing the real avonot that we sinned before. We need to believe in those words. Ki zeu b'chinat tshuvat ha-mishkal. Because it's an aspect of tshuvat ha-mishkal. Tshuvat ha-mishkal means that the tshuva is equal to the weight of the avonot, that you fixed it totally. The avonot are not more heavy than your tshuva. Made a good tshuva that mamash can reject all of the weight of the avonot that you had before. Zkenim mishar shavatu bachurim minigintam. Rabbeinu is bringing the verse Zkenim mishar shavatu bachurim minigintam. When the zkenim is not explaining, but it's pretty obvious. Zkenim mishar shavatu, the old people are stopping from the gate, in the gate, means they're stopping the bad thoughts from coming. Who? The old people, the ones that sinned when they were young. Now they're old, and now they're shavatu, now they're stopping. How they're stopping? By thinking, by stopping those bad thoughts. Also.
A wise person.
This is that person that he, who is that wise, the Zaken? This is the one that have the ability to control his thoughts. He's the one that kana chokhmah, that he bought the wisdom, because he control at his thoughts. He decides what to do with his life. Bachurim minigintam, and canceling the fact that when he was still a bachur, a young guy, he was playing, he was doing things that were wrong. עד כאן לשון רבנו זיכרונו לברכה. Rabbi Nathan is saying to us that those words, word after word, exactly like that רבנו said that. שייך לאל, and that part is belong to a certain part before. וירא השם בצר להם, that Hashem saw their sorrow, בשומעו את רינתם, when he heard their voice, he heard them sing. על ידי שמיעת קולו, by hearing the voice of the righteous man, הקדוש ברוך הוא רואה מי שמצר לו. הקדוש ברוך הוא sees the one that is doing for him a hard time. And who is that? Means, איזה עקום מצר לנו וכו'. Who is that nation that is causing that trouble for us? And like that we explained it in that shiur that we learned that part, that it doesn't have to be a certain nation. It can be even an Israeli person that is making a hard time on the person. So why Rabbeinu is saying the nation? Because we said that the bad midot, actually Am Yisrael learned them from the nations. So actually the source is coming from the nations. Only Am Yisrael, when they accepted the Torah Kedosha on Mount Sinai, so the purity of the Torah, the purity of Moshe Rabbeinu, stopped from us the Tum'ah that we accepted from the snake. All of the neshamot of human beings been contaminated by the snake. But only Am Israel, after that they accepted the Torah, the Tumah stopped from them and they became pure. But all of other nations, the Tumah never stopped from them, even for one moment.
Ve'amar, and he said, Rabbeinu, she'alken, and this is why, כשיש חס ושלום, when there is חס ושלום, איזה גזרה וצרה לישראל מאיזה עקום, when there is חס שלום, a certain trouble, danger to Am Israel from a certain nation, אזי טוב לנגן, so it's good to play, הניגון, the music, של אותה העקום שמצר להם, of that nation that making trouble to Am Israel, חס ושלום. וזהו בשומעו את רינתם. And this is what it means, בשומעו את רינתם. That הקדוש ברוך הוא hear their music. רינתם דייקה. היינו רינה וניגון שלהם means their certain tune and music of that nation, של אותה העקום, שמצרה לישראל חס ושלום. That makes hard time, troubles, חס שלום, to Am Israel. כפחת. So you want to hear a, you want to sing a certain song of a certain nation? You want to?
Why is it good to sing their song?
It's good to sing a certain song that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gonna hear their music being played, sang from our mouth, and by that, Vayoshiem Mitzaratam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saving us from our trouble, from that nation. You want to sing the hymnon? How you say hymnon?
Anthem.
The anthem.
Yeah. Of what?
We can start with a tikva.
You know, you have no stories for us. I'm Shalom.
Thank you.
No.